In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Today is a day of jubilation, the day of confirmation, the day of Pentecost. The air conditioning is working today. Thanks be to God, unlike last Sunday. This is not just a significant day because 8 of our youth will be confirmed and communing for the first time. It's a day of immense joy because Jesus Christ, true God and true man, in his immense love for you, sends the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, these 8 would not be baptized. They would not be confirmed today in their baptism. They wouldn't be here at all. And neither would you or me. Asher, Avery, Braden, Effie, Henry, Ike, Milo, and Jonas, you have all persevered the instruction with your parents and with Pastor Found. You have answered numerous questions and have asked even more. And this is not your day of a collective, whew, it is over. This is not the end at all for you. This is just a simple stop along your path of being a Christian. You're going to be asked a few more questions today, but take heart. Every confirmed member in this church has been asked these questions, including myself and Pastor Found. And to be sure, there are going to be many more questions asked of you in the future about the Christian faith, and you yourself will have many questions as well. For all of you proud parents, you grandparents, you godparents who've been praying with these kids and for these kids, who have sat through the classes with them, this is not the end for them either, or for you. Let the Holy Spirit do his work and keep bringing them to this place, even if they don't want to, because their questions and your questions will never end. Today is a festive day in the life of the church. It is just as high as Christmas and Easter. In the earliest church, the Christians would often go through a day of baptismal remembrance on Pentecost Sunday. They would remind themselves that they were the brothers and sisters of God, the holy Christian church. They would remind themselves of who they truly were and are. Maybe you and I should do that today as well. As you walk by that font, as you look at the 8 who stand up here today, and confirmation is simply they are confirming what was given in their baptism, maybe you and maybe I should remind ourselves that with all of our differences and all of our opinions, with all of our politics in an election year, with all of our frustrations and our hunger for power, even with all of our fears, it is the Holy Spirit who has called you out of the darkness and into the marvelous light of Jesus Christ. The font reminds you that you, on your own, without the Holy Spirit, without the work of Jesus, you on your own will have to give an account of all that you've said and done in this life. And all of the good that you've done will never be enough. But the font also reminds us that the Holy Spirit calls you today the children of God. It is the Holy Spirit who calls each of us brothers and sisters in Christ. The Holy Spirit says today, you are not your own. You are part of the family of God and you belong to God. As we have seen, though, we're more likely to choose the destructive route. And our propensity towards violence, arguing, even gossip about our fellow brothers and sisters, even brothers and sisters in Christ, will often win out more often than not. If you look back at our history throughout the world, the world, even in the church, is a story of conflict, of war, and bloodshed. I watched the movie last night, Fury, about a World War II tank group. And as Brad Pitt, the leader of the tank group, looked at a very young man who had just been put in the middle of everything, he said, "Son, you will see just how ugly and terrible fellow human beings can be toward one another." Some things never change, do they? But in the middle of all of this, in the very axis of the world, rises Jesus Christ, true God and true man, crucified, the very victim of our violence. We do not tolerate peace for very long. He was too peaceful, too loving, too wonderful, too beautiful, too focused on you and me. We couldn't take it. He had to go. But our violent desires will not win. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
No. Now that Christ has come, born, died, buried, and raised from the dead, and ascended to the Father, His Spirit is now poured out upon us for the life of the world. And it is impossible that death, sin, and our own evil desires will or would have the last say. See how the Lord works for you. In a world even then that was so divided and is divided and violent, the Lord called and gathered there in Jerusalem devout men and women from every nation under heaven, and the multitude was brought together, not individualized. They were brought together by the power of the Holy Spirit. They were brought together to hear the good news of the gospel, of the death and resurrection of Jesus. And not only that, it was given to everyone, even in their own language. Our own divisions, our own hatred toward each other, our own inability to get along and to love our neighbors as ourselves, are all overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit for you. Your own sins, the sins that terrify you, the sins that keep you up at night, the sins that everybody else would be mortified if they knew about you, are gone. As the Holy Spirit speaks the words of Jesus to you, "I forgive you of all of your sins." Our love and our propensity to tear each other down is now transformed by a life of holy living, by the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, you are given the love of God. We love because He first loved us, and that love is not just something that you keep to yourselves. You now love your neighbor as yourselves by the Holy Spirit. You now look at one another and say, "Friend, come up higher. Friend, let me bear your own burdens with me because they're not a burden to me." Our former life of darkness is now destroyed by the light of Jesus Christ, the light that the darkness cannot overcome, as He pours out His Holy Spirit today in baptism, calling you His dear beloved children, His salt and His light. And if you want proof, you heard what they were doing in Acts today at the early church, and look at what's still happening today at 10 a.m., whatever it is, in the morning in Little Rock, Arkansas, in the 21st century. And if that isn't enough, then all Christians, not just you and me, but all of these people are brought together to the four corners of the earth. We're received into the church through Jesus Christ, through holy baptism. There is no difference of politics, ethics, or ethnicity, or social standing. No matter what your screens tell you, no matter what your favorite TV show tries to persuade you with, you are all one in the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's His gift to you today on Pentecost that we celebrate and rejoice with today, but that's His gift for you each and every day. Today is a big deal. Heaven and earth are rejoicing. And you eight who will be confirmed here today will never stop asking questions, but you will never question the Lord Jesus Christ and what He thinks of you. He has died for you. He has risen for you. He forgives you. He has baptized you. And today He will feed you with the same body and blood, crucified, risen, and ascended, all placed into your mouths for the forgiveness of sins, strengthening of faith, life, and salvation. Jesus will always say of you eight, as He does to everybody here today, "You are My beloved Son. You are My beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased. You are Mine, and no one will snatch you out of My hand." You will never be left questioning Jesus' love for you. You have the Holy Spirit's guarantee on it. So let us rise, not literally, and in a few moments come to the feast of victory prepared for these eight, but also for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus. To Christ alone be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen.